The war left its savage mark on millions of people, broken bodies and broken minds. Many humans are still dancing to the discordant tune of the gods of war, and we meet two such people in our story for this week. As star, we have an actor who has successfully bridged that difficult gap between child and adult roles, Mr. Jackie Cooper. We want you to meet him in just a moment. You know, it's a funny thing about an outstanding child star. The public simply doesn't want to let him grow up. The public itself may grow 20 years older and wonder how long the gray will stay out of its hair, but still it thinks of Jackie Cooper as a young boy. However, here he is as a young man, our star, Mr. Jackie Cooper.
You know, Les, we kids do have a way of growing up, as I'm finding out with my own youngster. I guess we all do it.
That's right. You know, Jackie, in your case, the boy grew up to Coop, a third-class petty officer in the Navy. And, from all advanced reports, again, a first-class screen attraction.
Well, thanks, Les. I'll try hard to make this performance justify your optimism.
I know that you will, Jackie. And after the play, we'll reminisce a bit, huh? But now, places, everyone. Curtain going up. Late on an autumn evening, in a small house, apart even from the outskirts of the village, a girl sits alone, huddled in a chair. At her feet, a small dog crouches, whimpering. The lights flicker occasionally as the rural power lines sway before the gusty fury of the storm that rages outside. Suddenly, and over the strident clamor of the storm, a knocking at the door is heard. The girl lifts her head and listens.
There's somebody at the door. I must answer it. Who is it?
Let me in.
Who are you?
What? I need help. Let me in.
You've been hurt.
Hurt? Yes, I've been hurt.
Come in. I must shut the door. I must shut the storm outside. Head. It's bleeding.
Yes. I gotta sit down.
Come in by the fire. I'll get some water, some bandages. Sit there.
My coat, it's soaking wet.
I'll help you take it off. There. I'll hang it here by the fire.
Thanks.
Oh!
What's the matter?
A gun. It fell out of your pocket.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Got to keep it by me. Might need it.
You won't need it here. You're safe here.
Give it to me.
Here it is.
Thanks. That's better. Oh, my head.
Let me see. Blood.
You afraid of blood? If you'd seen as much of it as I have, you...
So much blood.
Don't worry about it. If it upsets you, maybe you could get me some water and a towel. I could clean it up some.
Oh, no, I'll do it. If you'll just lie down, I'll get bandages. I'll be right back. There. Now, lie back again. You must be quiet.
Yeah. You're a pretty good nurse.
Thank you.
Well, that was what you might call a professional job.
Please, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth what?
Masters.
Elizabeth Masters. Have you always lived here?
No. Why are you asking me all these questions?
I got to ask you if you read any good books lately.
Oh.
Well, it looks like we're stuck here. For a while, anyhow.
You wouldn't want to turn me out in a storm, would you?
No.
What are you doing, buried out here in the country?
I was ill. My aunt, she came and got me at the hospital. She's my only relative, so she brought me here.
Where's your aunt now?
On the other side of town. She's a nurse, a practical nurse. A neighbor, she was sick.
What's the matter with you? You sound scared.
Scared? Who are you? Why did you come here? What do you want of me?
What do I want? Call it sanctuary.
You're running away from something.
Isn't everybody?
Who are you?
Oh, that's right. I didn't introduce myself, did I? My name is John Smith.
Oh. You didn't tell me how you hurt your head.
Oh, no, I didn't. I tripped. Yeah, that's it. I tripped. You know, there's something that keeps nudging the back of my mind. Well, look. Haven't we met somewhere, sometime? I keep thinking I ought to know you.
Met before? I don't know.
Watch it! Thought that one had my name on it. Hey, you're scared.
The storm. I'm so frightened.
There's a pulse in your throat. Fluttering like a bird. Like a trapped little bird.
Trapped?
You feel trapped, don't you? You think the walls are closing in around you. That you're caught in a web. A slimy, sticky, unbreakable web. That you can't get loose.
You can't ever get loose.
You do know.
Yes. Oh, yes, I know.
Have you found peace? Out here?
Peace? I suppose so. A vacuum is peaceful.
I can't get it out of my mind. What is it about you that makes a memory for me?
Makes a memory? I wish I knew. I wish I could say it was this thing or that place, but I can't. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, maybe it'll come to me. Oh. What makes the lights flicker like that?
The storm. The wires. I suppose they get wet or something. Oh, the light. They've gone out. They've gone out. The dark. I can't stand the dark. The light.
Stop it.
Make them come on again.
Stop it, you hear? Now, here. Hold on to me. Nothing can happen to you. Nothing. Do you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Here. There. That's better. The lights will go on again.
Not till they fix the lines.
You mustn't be afraid of the dark. Not as bad as you think. I know. I've been in the dark. It's not so bad.
I'm not so frightened now. Not with you here.
Elizabeth.
What?
I've got it. I know what it is. I've been trying to remember.
You do?
Yes, it's the dark. I remember your voice in the dark. Think, Elizabeth. No, of course you wouldn't remember me. My face was covered with bandages. Elizabeth, you were a nurse, weren't you?
Yes. That was what they told me.
Told you?
They told me I was a nurse on a hospital ship. But I don't remember. I don't remember anything about it.
What happened?
The submarine. They said the ship was torpedoed. They said that afterward, they shelled the boats.
And you don't remember anything about it?
No. They called it traumatic amnesia. The shock, they said. I wasn't badly hurt, but they told me my name was Elizabeth Masters. They told me I was a Navy nurse. They told me I was well again, but I can't remember anything about anything. Anything that ever happened to me before I woke up in that hospital.
That was where I met you. On the ship.
You met me?
I never saw your face. My own face and eyes were covered with bandages. They didn't think I'd ever see again. But your voice. It was the only light in that darkness. All the men fell in love with you. I did, too. I didn't need the guys who could see to tell me you were beautiful. Elizabeth, don't you remember anything about it?
No.
What's that?
It's the telephone.
Well, are you going to answer it?
I must. It's probably my aunt. She's been very good to me. I must answer. She'll be worried.
Well, you better not tell her about me. I mean, well, I'm a stranger. It might frighten her.
I can't find the telephone. It's so dark. Here it is. Hello?
That you, Elizabeth?
Yes, Aunt Callie.
You all right, Elizabeth?
Yes. Yes, everything's all right.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get home much before daylight, Elizabeth. Mary Hallett's in bad shape, and we can't get a doctor yet. The closest one's Dr. Summers over to Four Corners, and he's down with pneumonia. And I declare, I think Jim Hallett's like to kill himself. He's that worried about Mary.
Oh.
So I guess I just better make up my mind to stay until Mary gets past the worst of this spell. You figure you'll be all right there alone?
Alone? Yes. I'll be all right, Aunt Callie.
That's good. Elizabeth, I don't want to frighten you none, but... Well, just you see to it that all the doors and windows are shut and locked tight.
Lock the doors?
Yes. Now, don't worry about it, but there's an escaped convict loose in the neighborhood. Sheriff was by here just a minute ago to get Jim Hallett to help hunt for him, but land of Goshen, Jim's no help to anybody tonight.
Aunt Callie, what are you saying?
Well, I'm telling you, one of them prisoners from the state penitentiary's got loose. Shot his way out. Sheriff says the fellow was wounded, too. But they think he's somewhere in these parts. Elizabeth, you still there?
Yes. I'm still here.
Well, like I said, now don't worry too much. And you can always call me here if you hear any...
Aunt Callie? Aunt Callie? Aunt Callie? Operator!
What's the matter? Phone gone dead?
Yes. The line. Dead.
Well, looks as though we're really isolated, doesn't it?
Now, several hours later, the storm has abated somewhat, but the two in the room of the little house, lit now by the light of a flickering oil lamp, are unaware of the world outside.
Let's go back over it again, Elizabeth. Somewhere there'll be a clue. Somewhere there'll be a key that'll unlock the door for you.
No, it's no use. Please, I'm so tired.
This moment may never come again. Think now. Remember. The ship. The men lying in their bunks. Each one wearing his wounds. His identifying bandages. Identifying, that's it. Don't you remember? You had ways of identifying each of us. Nicknames. Silly, funny nicknames. They made us laugh. Do you remember what you called me?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was because my whole head was covered with dressings. My face, my eyes, everything except my lips. You kidded me. You said I looked like an Arab chief muffled in a burnoose. Remember?
Remember?
You called me... What did you call me, Elizabeth?
I don't know.
The Sheik.
The Sheik.
You called me the Sheik.
The Sheik.
And the other guys, they made wise cracks about it.
The Sheik.
While your fingers were cool on my wrists, you'd laugh with them. And with me. Remember, Elizabeth?
No.
And there was a guy right next to me. What did you call him?
Call him?
He had a broken nose and a cauliflower ear. He'd been a prize fighter before the army. After a grenade exploded in his hands, he'd never box again.
No hands. No hands.
Remember what you
Look
called
me.
Him.
No hands.
He used to lie there and chuckle about it when you weren't around. Hey, Doc, you'd say. Know what she calls me? Babyface. Me with a mug like this, she calls me Babyface.
Babyface.
Remember, Elizabeth?
Babyface.
There was another one. You called him Daddy Longlegs.
Daddy Longlegs? Daddy Longlegs.
Do you remember why?
The splints. Traction splints.
That's right. Remember what was wrong? With his legs?
With his legs? Burned.
Remember why they had splints on him?
Tendons, sure. Traction splints. Tendons.
That's right. His legs had been burned when the tank he was in caught fire.
The tendon shortened. Traction splints.
Remember what we called you, Elizabeth. We had a nickname for you, too. Remember what it was?
Glamour Puss. It was
Glamour Puss. Yeah, Glamour Puss. The guys used to tease you because you always blushed a little when they called you that.
And I was always crying a little inside because they were all so young and so brave and so broken. All the broken bodies. And then the explosion and the screams and the noise and the dark. The terrible, terrible dark. And the water and the shells exploding and always the dark and the screams and the dark. I remember.
There. Elizabeth. The darkness is gone. It was a long time ago. Now, look. It's going to be dawn in a little bit. It stopped raining. The storm's over.
Storm over. Dawn is coming. You brought the dawn back to me. You've given me back myself. How can I ever thank you?
Now, don't thank me. Maybe you'll hate me for it.
How could I hate you?
Well, what kind of a world have I brought you back to, Elizabeth? You said you'd found peace here. It was oblivion, not peace. This world you've waked up in isn't a pretty sight.
What do you mean?
Oh, we won a war. Well, where's the peace we fought for? The poor, miserable creatures we freed. They're more miserable now. Greed still walks our streets. Selfishness still rules. Wisdom is pushed aside by cleverness. You said to me when I first came here that I was running away from something. I am running away.
I know, but I don't care. I don't care what you've done.
Yes, I'm running away from life.
Why?
From the...
Why did you try to escape?
Why? Oh, because I'm a coward, I guess. Because I couldn't stand it any longer. The feeling of being shut in. The smothering. Because I want to bury my head in the sand and pretend that nothing has happened. That my world is all right.
But the world is all right. Maybe it's sick now. Maybe it's convalescing, healing, after the terrible sickness that's passed. We can't run away from it. If you've got a debt to society, it's got to be paid. Don't you see that? Oh, John, let me help you as you helped me.
Help me?
I can. I know I can. You were strong when I needed your help. Let me be strong for you now.
Elizabeth.
We need each other, John. I need your strength. You need my belief in you. Oh, John, hold me. Don't ever let me go.
Listen, it's morning.
Yes.
Elizabeth, I must go.
Where will you go?
Perhaps back to what I was running away from.
What's that?
Only a car.
Aunt Callie. That's her car. John, she mustn't find you here. You mustn't let yourself be taken. They mustn't catch you.
Elizabeth, what's the matter? You're out.
I can't let them catch you. They'll kill you in cold blood. Hurry, you must go.
Who'll kill me?
The police. They're looking for you. Oh, I don't care what you've done. I can't let them catch you.
Elizabeth,
Kiss me. Kiss me once and then go. John... Too late. She's here. Look, the side door. I'll go out and meet her, and you go out the side door. Then she won't see you.
Elizabeth! Land sakes, child, are you still up?
Aunt Callie!
Well, see you're safe and sound. Land, this ain't been a night. More excitement than I've had many a month. First the storm, and then Mary Hallett, and then the shooting.
The shooting?
Land, let's just get in the house. I declare, I don't think I've sat down all night long. Yes, the sheriff and the whole passel of men. They got that convict. Not half a mile from Hallett's. We could hear the shooting.
They caught him? Then who?
Yes, I tried to call you after the sheriff came by again to tell us he was caught. But the lines was dead. Elizabeth, land sakes, who's that?
I don't know. I thought...
I'm Johnny Smith, Miss Callie. I don't suppose you remember me.
Johnny Smith? Lem Smith's grandson? Well, great land of love, I ain't seen you since I had to switch you for stealing apples out of my tree. Well, what you doing sitting here in my parlor with that rag round your head?
Well, it sounds pretty silly here in the cold light of dawn, but I picked up a hitchhiker, and I guess he was your escaped convict.
That was how you...
I actually don't remember what happened. All I know is, well, we were driving along, and suddenly something exploded inside my head. When I came to, I was lying in the mud and no car.
Then the Goshen.
I saw a light. So I made my way up here, and Elizabeth took me in and bandaged me up.
I thought you were the convict.
Is that why... And you were going to let me escape? Elizabeth, weren't you frightened?
At first I was. But then I wanted to help you as you helped me. Because I knew, no matter who you were or what you were, I was bound to you forever.
Land sakes, Elizabeth, you've changed. Well, you're like your old self again. What's happened to you, child?
Oh, Aunt Callie, the storm has cleared. The darkness is gone. I'm myself again.
Elizabeth, just before Miss Callie drove up, you promised me something. Remember?
I remember.
Did you mean what you said?
Yes.
Will you go back with me?
Where are you going?
Back to my job. Back to the newspaper. I quit my job, Elizabeth. Well, because I thought no one cared anymore. I thought no one wanted to hear truth. So I was running away, back to my childhood. I was coming here to my grandfather's old home. I was going to bury myself in the place where I had once known happiness. But now I'm going back. Will you go with me?
You brought me out of the darkness. I couldn't bear the thought of walking in the light without you. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're Johnny Smith instead of Alias John Smith.
I'm glad you're going to be Mrs. John Smith.
Now here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Mr. Jackie Cooper. I'd say that was really the performance of a veteran, Jackie.
Well, thanks, Les. I guess you're right about the veteran part. I've been in pictures ever since I can remember.
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, Jackie, you started your career at the tender age of 3 in a Lloyd Hamilton comedy, progressed to Our Gang comedies, and at the ripe old age of 8, you were a star with Wallace Berry in The Champ.
That's right, Les. And fortunate I was to have made a total of 4 pictures with Mr. Berry. He's pretty wonderful.
I understand also that the sets you are on are always pretty noisy, Jackie, because you have a hobby that's called trap drumming.
Well, Les, we don't exactly agitate the epidermis in the middle of a love scene, but in the last picture I was in, we used Dick Winslow's band, and I got in considerable drumming when the soundtracks weren't rolling.
I understand, too, that you're making a personal appearance.
Along with another ex-child star, Les. Remember the kid?
Jackie Coogan? Well, of course.
Incidentally, we just finished a picture together entitled Kilroy Was Here.
That's right. You know, Jackie, that team should bring back plenty of memories for the fans. And now, thanks for being with us, and do come back again, Jackie.
Thanks, Les. All you have to do is ask. And before I go, I'd like to thank Barbara Fuller and Colleen Collins for their fine performances. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and good luck, Jackie Cooper.
In the cast, you heard our star, Mr. Jackie Cooper as John, Barbara Fuller as Elizabeth, and Colleen Collins as Callie. Alias John Smith was written by Myra Clark, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
It's been a real pleasure bringing you our play, Alias John Smith, and we do hope you'll all be with us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each and every week and hear such stars as Ruth Warrick, Boris Karloff, Vanessa Brown, and many other great actors and great stories selected especially for them. Van Desitel speaking.